This video is about to be the biggest noob trap out there. I've seen beginners fall into it time and time again. The worst part is they know it's a trap.
It's a trap.
You know it's a trap. Your grandma know it's a trap. Your baby mama know it's a trap. But somehow, I'm still talking to people month after month who are making the same mistake. So let's have a discussion about clients who try to get you to work for exposure and the real reason it will never pan out. Roll my damn intro. What's really good? My name is Ty, and you landed on the only channel dedicated to teaching you about the business side of content creation. This ain't the channel you want to go to try to make your little girlfriend look cute. Nah, we ain't about that life. We talking about the stuff the fake YouTubers don't want to talk to you about. They don't really want to talk about how to buy the gear they're paid to promote to you. This is the unsexy side of the business you need to learn so you can buy all that gear. And you do that by understanding the business side. So you've probably seen it before. If you haven't, just give it some time. Some people frame it as an internship without actually being an internship. Some people call it work experience or working for exposure. Some people are honest and call it free work. It basically come down to somebody saying, work for me now for free and it'll benefit you later in some other way. I mean, picture this. Some dude think he's some hotshot Instagram influencer and he need work and he promised that it'll pay off for you big time. He said he got a ton of people watching his work and that it will be worth it for you to just do it for free. Because once people see your work, they're going to be all on your nuts.
Got it!
Trying to get you to do work for them. So let's pause it right there, because you already read the title of the video. So you already know I'm going to tell you that it's complete bullshit. This is not going to result in more work for you. Trust me, I've been in the game long enough. None of that ever happens. Hell, even when Jay-Z was asked, would you take a lunch date with Jay-Z so you could talk about stuff or $500,000? Jay-Z even said, take the damn money.
You gotta take the money. What I'm gonna say?
Now, you can fall for that trap if you want to, but you're not gonna get noticed. They will never send work your way, and you've wasted your time. But some of y'all gonna think, but Ty, this one's different. No, it's not. It's complete BS. It's impossible for two big reasons. Reason number one, he don't value the work. I recently worked with videographers on a series of videos I produced for a client. I had no choice but to pay for the work because I value the work. I know video, I know standard rates, I know how much work goes into a shoot. I know the setup and the toll it takes on your body. I can't ask for somebody to do that for free when I know what a big ask it is. I know the struggle and I value the work. When somebody's asking for free work, it's rarely just about the money. It's about something else. Usually it's about lack of experience. They don't know what goes into the shoot. And because of this, they don't value the work done by a professional. Now, let me ask you this. Why would they recommend you if they didn't even value your work to begin with? Why would they pay for it the second time around? If you give up the goods on the first date, guess what I may expect on the second, third, fifth, and tenth date? Ain't no coming back from that. And let's talk about reason number two. His project isn't going to succeed. This ties into the same lack of experience we saw back in reason number one. A client who isn't willing to pay may be a sign that they don't have a handle on their finances. They don't know if the current project will be successful. They don't know how many eyeballs it will get or how much money the project will bring in. So they can't justify paying you any money because it's too big of a gamble for them. So how in the hell is exposure going to do anything for you when they're not even certain it will work out for them? Let alone you. Let me tell you what they are doing. They're offloading all the risk on you while they reap all the benefits. It's freaking insulting. I'm tired of seeing it in this industry. So I am here to make sure you understand not to ever do it again. The bottom line is this. Working for exposure is a gamble that never pays off. It's not just about the money or the time you've invested. It's about respect, value, and understanding the worth of your craft. When somebody doesn't recognize the value of your work, it's a clear sign that they're not the right client for you. Your skills, your time, your access to equipment, your expertise are valuable. Don't let anybody convince you otherwise. Now, over in part two of this video, available to my Flashroom Academy Gold Plus members, we're gonna go over a case study of somebody who accepted a pay you later offer and later regretted it. This is a real down-to-earth, juicy story. I gotta put it in the member area because I don't wanna trash the people that are involved here on YouTube. If you want the unedited, unfiltered version over on part two, go ahead and click the link below. Until then, I'm gonna ask you to do what I always ask you to do. Be inspired, be creative, but your damn show better be profitable. Until next time.